Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
First of all, you've changed ever since you got a tattoo. You're crying over celebrity sightings in restaurants. You are. I mean, I don't even feel like I know you anymore.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't call it a comeback. State your name and your occupation. Hold the line, caller. We are holding no more. We are holding out. We were holding out for a great contract with iHeart. We have settled the dispute. Aaron's mom negotiated the contract.
Yep.
Lamar style. And we're back, everybody. And this hair is blonder than ever. I just came straight from the salon. What's happening? I'm so excited to be back. My voice is hoarse from some shenanigans over the past weekend, but we got to fill the folks in. I'm so excited to be back recording an episode with you, my love, for the first time in since the Super Bowl?
75 years. Yep. I'm so excited. And thank you to everybody who reached out, DM'd us. And Carissa was just in Kansas City this weekend. And she said that a ton of people were mentioning to her, like, when are you guys coming back? So happy that we are back.
Shout out to Courtney. Courtney was very concerned
Cox?
When we were coming back. Courtney, yes, not Courtney Cox, but equally as fun. She was excited. Her husband gave me a B12 shot because, well, whoa, my body needed it. But yeah, she was one of the wonderful individuals that was inquiring when we were coming back. And she said that Travis and Jason have been pacifying her in our absence. So those two are on fire. But those are going to be our next guests on this podcast because, well, why not? But yeah, the absence is over. Our contract is signed, sealed, delivered. Actually, I don't even think it's signed. But, you know, we're just acting like good
faith. I haven't signed it.
Anyways, we are excited to be back. So yeah, the last time we were on here, we were both dragging ass day
we
after
looked
the
as
Super Bowl.
Hungover and tired,
yep,
as we do today. Sure.
So some things haven't changed in the 3 months since we've been gone. But in an effort to organize the last 3 months, we'll go through some of our big headlines, what we've been doing while we've been gone, and some things that we're looking forward to. So ladies and gentlemen, settle in, whether it's with a cocktail, a cup of coffee, or just on a long car ride, put that seatbelt on, and here we go. So, Miss Andrews, three headlines, what you've been doing the past 3 months. Your first headline is what?
My first headline is, I'm obviously recording at our office here down the street from my house because my house is the money pit. Don't know if you're aware of that movie, if you've seen it. 80s movie, Tom Hanks, Shelley Long, a freaking classic, and even more relatable when your roof is leaking from all areas because of that weather we got here in California.
That's still happening, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, what is this? You said that perfectly. We got a bathroom blown out downstairs.
Whoa.
So, yep, never good to blow out a bathroom, but we have it coming from all angles. I got guys on my roof. They are taking off sunroofs,
skylights.
You be the judge. Yep. Those two Raise skylights in my bathroom. One morning I was checking out maybe an ingrown on my armpit and I looked up and my sunlight is gone and a man is, you know, fixing the leaks. And I was like, how we doing? Good thing I wasn't plucking anything, you know, that I shouldn't be plucking. Like, just a time at our house. My husband, you know, he just seems to be out of town, away, golfing when this is all happening. I'm holding it down, raising the roof. I'm grateful, you know, we are able to make the repairs on our house, but it is the fucking worst. And I'll say this today. Obviously, I haven't cleaned up my language in 3 weeks or 3 months. I was in a rush to get to Pilates. Yes, trying to work out and take care of myself in the off season. We had, you know, one of the guys, maintenance guys, cars parked behind my car. So I'm trying to edge out between the car and the ladder. Sure. And as I do that, I smoke the road closed sign that was at the end of my driveway. Smoked it. Wait till Jared hears. I was in his car. Smoked it. Got out. MFing everything in sight. There's construction workers all around. Went to pick up this metal like sign. You know,
yeah, not small.
Them. Road closed, not small, and they also collapse on your fingers. Don't know if I need a tetanus shot because it was squeezing both fingers. I'm screaming on our road here in the South Bay. Ow, ow, I can't get it off. None of these guys jumped down to help me, like Superman, Spider-Man, any of the things.
No one.
Just watched me, thought I was going to lose a finger, crying, finally, you know, got it out, looking at myself the whole time in Pilates going, is this a tetanus shot? Is it tetanus, tetna? Tetris.
Tetris. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Put these pieces together.
If I get a lockjaw, the world will be happy, but I won't. So there's that. That's what's going on in my neck of the woods. What's going on in yours?
I have a lockjaw story from high school, not involving me, but involving a friend of mine from high school that is so freaking funny. It's not appropriate, but I'll obviously say it on a later episode. The story's unbelievable. It involves being underage, her lying, and emergency rooms. We'll leave that right there. That's not one of my headlines.
I'm going to lose my mind.
It's her story to tell, but I'll tell it anyways.
If any of our viewers or listeners know, if we still have any, when you need one of these shots, if they could reach out, DM us, let us know. I'll give updates throughout the night.
Well, I'll tell you that I know my dog's rabies shots are updated because Daisy bit one of the workers that I had up at the lake house, and he was so lovely, and thank God he didn't sue me. I mean, that was signed, sealed, and delivered with pending approval. I still haven't gotten that DocuSign back. But anyways, but no, home repairs are the worst. They always take twice as long.
You've had your fill of them.
They take twice as long. They're twice as expensive. My floor is still ripped up from the water damage on that situation. But again, whatever. Okay, that's not one of my headlines, although I could go on and on with that.
Okay.
First headline is Ruby Ranch.
Yeah.
The much anticipated purchase of a random property that I have had wanting to do ever since I watched the first episode of Yellowstone. I have alluded to this on the podcast prior to us going dormant for a little while, but it finally happened. I finally made it to this property, and everyone thinks I'm crazy, including you. Whenever I have purchased a property, I don't always see it before I purchase it. I just trust my real estate agent, trust the pictures online, and get an inspection. And everyone's like, what do you mean you've never been there before? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I'll see it eventually. So I finally made it to this ranch. It's 75 acres. It is so random. I am the Beverly Hillbillies out there in the middle of the woods, but I love it so much. And it was such a freaking production. I almost didn't think that I was, because all the weather that happened, it was delayed. Yep. So basically I closed escrow on this place. How long have you been hearing me talk about this? Since like October, November of last year, and just got up to the damn place in May. Hello, been a minute.
How long was it between
October, November,
it,
December, January, February, March, April, May, almost 8 months.
God. And you got your first call of shit was going down when? I know when you first called me.
I was crying. Yeah. Not over the road sign, but the road was closed to get to my house for 8 months because of the weather in that situation. So I'm all excited. I finally think I'm going to be able to go see this place. This is right after the Super Bowl. Because I'm like, okay, once the season's over, I can get up there, get a call. There is six figures worth of damage from all of the rain, stuff that's not covered by insurance, which, by the way, insurance is a real racket. I'm the gal who checks off everything. I'm like, yes, I'll take tornado insurance, any hurricane insurance. There aren't even fucking hurricanes in this state. But I am the girl buying all of the insurance. And then, of course, I get this from the insurance guy. Ooh, yeah, no, that's not covered.
Who's making these rules?
Thank you. And it's never the thing I need. So anyways, I have to incur all of this cost. This is why I have to have 10 jobs. And this is why we signed the contract, because I had to get back to work. I'm broke. I have no money for the dress for dinner tonight.
Tonight.
I'm like, I'm going to, and there's nothing worse than having to spend money on shit that's not even stuff you're going to see. Broken pipes, like your roof. What are you going to do? Invite me over and be like, hey, Santa Claus, look at the new roof we got. It's not sexy. You don't want to spend money on that stuff. So anyways, woe is me. Finally get up to this ranch, put a shit ton of money into things that I needed to fix that I didn't want to have to fix. But the great news is that I didn't think I was going to be able to keep these animals, because what am I doing with cows? So when I bought the property and I inherited cows, which, by the way, they're not cows. I found out. I had to Google.
What are they?
Cows are female. And steer are male. And I was like, well, what's the difference between like a bull and a steer? One's been snipped, one hasn't. So a bull like still has their balls. I don't know. Anyways, I'm a rancher and I'm working on my glossary of terminology. So anyways, I have steer, I have a pig, I have chickens. I'm about to get a peacock because there's snakes up there. And apparently peacocks like drive away snakes. It's
seriously?
A whole funny farm of things. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So that's my number one headline, Ruby Ranch. I named it Ruby Ranch because of my affinity for The Wizard of Oz and like have all these like different cheesy little themes to go along with it. So more on that as I continue to spend time up there. But as you know, and Aaron's heard me ad nauseum talk about this place, because I feel like it was one of those things that I said to Steve, I was like, imagine buying a new car and then you don't get to drive the car for 8 months. But then when you finally get the car, someone hits it and it's totaled. And so now you have to wait to like repair the car. So this has been dominating the last 3 months of my life. And it's so fun and it's so random. But yeah, TBD on how it all turns out.
Ryan, our producer, we got to keep him in the contract negotiations.
Yes.
Thank God. He asked, what about Larry the pig? Is he still around?
Wait, where's your chat? I don't even know how to work our thing anymore. It's
been
so long.
New contract, who dis? It's over on the side. But yeah, is Larry still around? Your chat's not, but is the pig still there?
Technology, that part still isn't part of my areas of expertise. Larry the pig is still around. And this is not just a pig. This is a hog. This thing probably weighs 600 pounds.
What do you do with him?
Feed him.
Yeah. Is he just there for like decorations, part of the funny farm? I know nothing. I sound like a total asshole. I know nothing about a farm.
I don't know anything about a farm either, but thank God I have the sweet woman, Tony, who runs the ranch when I'm not around. But
sure.
He's there and he was part of like her kids' 4-H project. It was like something that they do. And so then he was like this little baby pig and he just kept growing. And now he's so cute. I also have 4 dogs now that live up there because it keeps the bears away. I mean, look, I got a lot happening up there. I don't know what I'm doing, but it's a good time. So yes, Ryan, Larry,
where
the pig
are
is
you
still
in
around.
Terms of the repair with the weather? Where is that?
So I wrote a damn check and got all the crap fixed that I didn't want to have to do, like your roof.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what's going on over there. The inside's all redone, but I need to redo the kitchen and the bathrooms. And now I just am broke. So I need to wait for more money to come in. Hire me, swipe up. And Athletic Greens, are you available for a comment? Enough about that.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so that's my first headline. What's your second headline? In our absence, what have you been doing?
When I told you this, you lost your mind and also said, I'm so pissed we don't have the podcast going right now. Mm. To quote Pretty Woman, I got a dress, a cocktail one. I got a tattoo, a bad one.
This girl doesn't even have her ears double pierced. And she casually says to me at dinner one night, I got a tattoo. The fuck? Well, I mean, okay, explain the whole story because I don't know if you still understand what the tattoo's all about.
I don't. All I know is why is Wally's always involved? Wally's is the best and it's always involved. All right, long story short.
Keep it going. We've been gone for 3 months. This thing has
true. We got all the time. This is our show. We got a contract. This is the stuff they wanted. My best friend, one of my best friends, got traded from the Los Angeles Kings, and it was a real shocker in the ballroom. Shock to the system. Just shocked my heart.
Shot through the heart. And you're too late. We're too late. We're 3 months off.
Yeah. So Jackie Quick, Jonathan Quick were traded, and that was a tough night. So everybody was, you know, like I said, can I say shock again? There it is. When you see this word, drink. So they get traded. We're all really upset, and we all go out one night, and we kind of just have, well, a time. And, you know, drinking away our sorrows and our sadness. And, you know, now the Vegas Knights, which Jonathan plays for, are in the Stanley Cup final. So it all kind of worked out. But yeah, I am at myself for getting this, actually. So
this
we go
is the joke.
And we, yes, this is the joke. We go have a time and we're just talking about how we're bummed and everything's changing in our life and we're not going to be together anymore. Yada, yada, yada. That leads to
because
let's
you
get
guys
a
were
tattoo.
Because Jonathan and Jared played how many years together? How many years were they?
I should know that. A long time.
A long time. Yeah.
Pre-me.
This wasn't like, yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. This wasn't, yeah. So they've been teammates as long as Jarrett was in LA. So, and you know, Quickie is pretty much everything about this LA Kings franchise. He won two Stanley Cups, Conn Smythe, like just the heart and soul of the team. So, anywho, it wasn't an easy pill to swallow. But so we go out, we have cocktails, no decisions, no good decisions are made when you are overserved. No. And we were. And when the Quicks were traded the next day, this is one of the cool things that we do in hockey, especially with our group. And I love it so much. Everyone, it's almost like, and it's not funny, it's almost like a death. Everybody goes to their house. You don't care what time it is. They just woke up. They got their jammies on. You order donuts. You order drinks. The boys are all on one side. The girls are all on the other. And it's just kind of like, we hang all day at their house. Mm-hmm. They have 8,000 things to do, but we're there. And we're there to say we love you and we're here for you and help you figure it out. So we did that. And right the day after, and as we're sitting there, everybody's given a toast. We're all given a toast. And one of the toasts that was given was to this and better. And we were like, God, that's a good one. That's a great toast. So as we're sitting there a couple days later, overserved at Wally's, we're like, let's get a tattoo. Again, Chris has said it. I don't have my ears double pierced. I am the biggest, wait for it, square out there. I'm a loser. I'm a square.
No. You've gotten wilder, but you take your time. You're not impulsive like your gal over here. You know what I mean? Like, there's just not like, whoa, what are we doing? You're very methodical and you take your time. And that is something I should do. But in this particular case, I, too, was stunned.
So we decide, the girls all got a tattoo when I was out of town, a couple of the girls. And the tattoo that they got was I had said to them one day when one of our friends was freaking out, be where your feet are. A Nick Saban quote, I love it so much.
Yeah.
So they all got drunk without me one night and got a pin. Like those pin, like I'll put a pin on my location. They all got a pin.
Drop
on their
a
wrist.
Pin. For yeah. those of you that and know it looks, what it means.
Right. And I can't even figure out when you do drop a pin. It doesn't help me to know where you are. I can't figure it out.
A guy asked me to drop a pin one time. I said, no idea what that means. And he's like, Jesus. And I was like, well, this is why I shouldn't be randomly hooking up with you. I don't even know how to drop a pin. I don't know what location you're at. I'll end up at the wrong location. This is a bad idea. Delete.
This is how crimes happen. Drop it while it's hot.
Seriously.
Like it's hot. So I get pissed that they did this tattoo without me and they're like, you should get it. No, no, no. I'm making so much sense inebriated. So I'm like, let's get a new one. So they decide we'll get this and we'll wait for another girlfriend, part of our group. And then when she comes back, we'll get better. So this and better. It made a ton of sense when you're overserved. We roll up to a tattoo parlor. I've never had one before. I don't remember much. I'm sitting there. I don't think
you didn't even know which place it was. That's surprising because even I, with my random ass tattoos and like just crossing out people's names as I break up with them, whatever, I'm like, this, you don't even know which place you got a tattoo. And you might need a tetanus shot from that needle if you don't know what tattoo place you're at.
The next morning, I woke up and was having so many regrets. So, as people do, for what did I do? I can't believe this. It's bleeding. Should it be bleeding? I turned into such a square. I'm like, do we think they clean the needles? My girlfriends are
I can imagine you freaking out. Yeah.
You're so stupid. I got home. You would have thought I committed a crime. My husband
was so mad at you.
Disappointed in me. Disappointed.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Stop. What'd he say?
I came home. He's in bed, passed out. How was the night? Fine. Rolled over the next morning. How'd it go? I got a tattoo. You did not. I did.
Shut up.
Babe, I did.
I can hear him. I can hear the babe.
I was like, I'll get it removed. I'll totally pay to get it removed. It was a stupid decision. I'm so really sad about Jackie getting traded. I'm so sorry. He was like, it was like I robbed a store.
Wait, so what was the disappointment? Because he didn't think you were going to get one. He didn't like what you got or you didn't like talk to him about it. Because he's not a guy that like needs permission like on anything.
No.
He's not like that. So that's what I mean. Like, what was his disappointment?
I just like don't be making decisions like that when you're overserved. Like, what do you, you know, and I get it because I was disappointed in myself. And then
God, thank God we don't change resumes. I mean, you would be crawling a hole and never come out if you had my decisions in life. Jesus, this guy's upset about a tattoo that just looks like a Sharpie, like a drop of a pen. Drop the pen and the pin and the mic. God.
Everyone's like, what does it mean? And they're like, it means this. Or anytime you got to say the word this, I go this. And everybody's like, this is so stupid. Like,
I did ask you what this means. And you're like, I don't really know. And I'm like, well, Jesus, that actually is a bad reason to have it too. But I can't judge you on your tattoos.
My
you're
agent
fine.
Made a great comment about it because I went to lunch with him a couple of days after. And he's like, I've always told my friends or my coworkers or my kids, like, if you want to get it done, wait like a whole year or maybe even wait a few days.
No.
If you're still obsessed with it, then get it done.
A whole year. We don't have time for that. We're going to keep it moving.
You need
But I'm very proud of you. I feel like this is, you know, a rite of passage for you to just revert back to your rebellious ways that you didn't have when you were 16 or 18 or in my particular case, 38. So
people are looking at me like I got a third eye. They're like, you got a tattoo?
They're not looking at you. They're looking at me. Yeah, you were not the person. You were not on the bingo card for tattoo and a word that you're just still confused by. Good headline, though, sis. Good headline. Next headline for yours truly is no off season. I love when people say to me, are you enjoying your off season? I'm like, yeah, no, there isn't an off season. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We're busy. We got things to do. We're paying for roofs. We're paying for Larry's pig food. We get it. But you and I say this regularly, like whenever we're on the phone every other day to each other, we're like, season's here. Summer's over.
Oh, summer's over.
We haven't taken any trips with our You Sleepy group that we took like 10 last year together.
We miss you, Staffords.
We have not taken, you and I haven't done like the girls' trip. We've done some dinners and like some things like that here and there.
Yeah.
But we haven't done that. And I don't know where the time goes. It's like all of a sudden, obviously you have so many things happening with businesses and life, but I'm like, there's no off season. And that's my sad headline is that when is like it's June, whatever it is, 5th,
gloom.
The beginning of June. And even like, yeah, true. June gloom. Anyone living in California, like, what is this? What's happening here?
That's the other thing, too. I need a tan. I'm red.
You got a bullet hole in your car. That's
Oh, my God. That is a headline. Well, there's no off season because I got to go to the repair shop today. I came back from Kansas City.
You weren't in the car, let's be honest.
Yes. It was not a drive-by. Well, I mean, somebody drove by and shot up the car. So, I mean, my God.
That's not funny.
No, it's not fun. It's not funny when I have to go drop this car off tomorrow before I get on another airplane to go work the Belmont Stakes, which I need to do my research on because it's the first time I've ever been asked to work a horse race. So again, no off season. Back to the ponies. But Fox knows my affinity for gambling and horses. So I am looking forward to that. But I got back from Kansas City, got home, and my whole driver's side window is shattered. Don't know how it happened. Probably should check the cameras. I know. I need to check the cameras. Very busy.
Check the cameras.
But yeah, no off season for us. And yeah, I feel like when people say that to me, I'm like, no, there isn't one. But I mean, we did go to Vegas with Fox. That was fun.
Had such a great time in Vegas.
We went and saw the David Blaine. Our Fox is incredible for a lot of different reasons. But yeah, the fact that our employers just takes... What is there, 25 of us or whatever from the different pregame shows and from your crew, and let us just let it rip in Vegas. Amazing dinners, get to hang out with our friends. We had a time at
Tequila tasting.
And then we went to the David Blaine show. Classic. Here's the story of the no off season, but still so fun. Rob Gronkowski in true Rob Gronkowski fashion. David Blaine, incredible illusionist, so magician, the whole thing. He does all of these amazing tricks and different performances. He saves the very last one is everyone had a deck of cards. What was that auditorium? Maybe like 15,000 people, maybe. Maybe yeah. I'm over-exaggerating that, but like a big audience of people. And everyone had a deck of cards on their seat. It's the last trick of the night. He said, all right, take the deck of cards out. Mix them up, do whatever, move the top to the bottom, shuffle them, do whatever you want. There's no rhyme or reason. He doesn't say like take five and move it to the bottom. No, this is just completely random shuffling. He then calls a kid up from the audience and he's like, okay, pick a card, any card. The kid pulls out the card. He then says to all of us, okay, take, because we had to put like one card underneath our like leg or whatever on our seat. He goes, okay, everyone pull out that card that you had tucked underneath your leg. And everyone holds up the exact same card that the kid from the audience had picked.
Our
and
boss
everyone,
smacks his head.
He was like, yeah, dumbfounded. He was like, this is crazy. Everyone's like, there's no way. Like, what a crazy trick. Cut to Rob Gronkowski. He goes, I don't have the three of hearts. I got the jack of clubs. The entire place has the same card except Rob Gronkowski.
Gronk.
We're like, of course. Somehow you don't have the card, but... That was a fun trip.
It was so great. It was so much fun. We had a great time. Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I have a headline, and we have not discussed this yet. I quickly said it to you, and you looked over at me yesterday, and I'm so excited to tell you.
Tell me.
So, you know, we live in California. We see a lot of famous people. We get to be around a lot of famous people with our jobs. It's great. We went to dinner on Friday night. I had a girlfriend in town. I took her to dinner and had a nice time sitting there at dinner. I look over and all of a sudden I couldn't control myself. I said, oh my God, Jennifer Aniston is sitting right next to us. Rachel Green.
This bitch, you guys,
she's
goes
like
to
seeing
dinner.
A unicorn. She's like seeing a real life unicorn.
The last time Erin went to dinner, she sees George Clooney in a mall. I go to dinner and I barely see the waiter. I can't get this guy to bring me a drink menu. And she's running into celebrities every time we turn around. I don't think I've seen a celebrity ever out to dinner. And now two for two at this place that you go to. I mean, I just got to start posting up there. But okay, so what was she wearing? Because then you started wearing trousers after you saw Amal.
Yes,
last Amal. Time Erin went to dinner at the same place. She then changed her entire wardrobe and we went met for each other for a Sunday brunch. And she showed up like she was going to a job interview. She's like, look at these trousers. Amal's wearing trousers, so I'm wearing trousers. So what was Jennifer Aniston wearing?
So let me just tell you quickly the whole story. I couldn't contain it. I looked at my girlfriends right away and I said, Jennifer Aniston is right next to us. And they're like, no, she's not. No, she's not. No,
did you guys all look at the same time? Like,
yes,
assholes?
She is. Yeah. She was far enough not to see us. I started crying. I started tearing up in my eyes. It's like seeing a goddamn unicorn. It's Jennifer Aniston. I grabbed my phone immediately not to take a photo, but Jarrett also loves her. What guy doesn't? And I said, Jennifer Aniston's here. He was so excited. Instead of writing shut up, he wrote shit up.
No. First of all, you've changed ever since you got a tattoo. You're crying over celebrity sightings in restaurants. You are. I mean, I don't even know. Feel like I know you anymore. Wait. So you looked over. What happened?
Yeah. Couldn't really see her. Saw the hair was down. Knew the profile.
Who's she with?
All the things. I couldn't tell.
We don't know.
And I didn't want to stare. I didn't want to be those people. I was just so excited. No offense
is
to my girls.
You're missing. You're leaving out details. Is the restaurant full? Like, are other people looking
packed.
At her? Like,
packed.
Okay.
I couldn't tell. I was trying to. This
is she
what
in
happened.
A booth? Is she sitting in the seat? I need details. My God, you're not giving me any.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm over on this side. My two girlfriends are over on the other. I can see her. She's behind like a little wooden area. So she's not exposed, which is great of the restaurant to do that, right? She's kind of tucked away in a little nook area. Perfect. But it's in
and
my eye line. So I look. I'm like, wow. I don't want to look again. I don't want to bug her. I'm so excited. No offense to my two girlfriends I'm having dinner with. After that, I didn't hear a word they were saying because then I was plotting in my head when she walks by, am I saying something? What do I think she's wearing?
Right.
Who is she with? What is she eating? What is she drinking? What's happening?
Right.
Couldn't hear a freaking thing they were saying the whole time. They get up. I see one person get up. I didn't know if it was a bathroom sitch. I didn't know if they were coming back. They were leaving. They were exiting the room. This was it. We all know my uncoolness with Jason Sudeikis, how I basically crapped down my leg when I talked to him. I was dying to ask you if he asked about me this weekend. He didn't. That's fine. You know who else isn't asking about me? Jennifer Aniston. Why? Because this is what happened. I didn't crap down my leg. I was calm. I was cool. She got up. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, I'm just going to tell her I love her. Whatever. I don't care. I'm just going to be like, I love you so much. Like, I love you.
And I have a tattoo.
I do love her.
And this is what it is. What's your
Rachel
tattoo?
Green
this.
Said.
What's this? This.
It's
it
this.
Is what it is.
It's this, Jen. It's this. Can I call you Jen? This says I can. She got up. She was starting to walk over. Her friends walked past us. The table next to me with two women said to her,
no, they got in before you.
You're so great. You are so beautiful in person. Then, you know what she did? She put her arm around the girl that said it. And I will quote Friends and Monica Geller when they lost their apartment. And I said, no! I wanted to to be the girl. I wanted to say it. Me, me, me. So I stopped. I didn't say it. I let her go. I didn't want to leave. I didn't want to be like, well, I love you too.
Yeah, and
this girl right here loves you. I let her go. I let her walk away. The one time in my life I'll ever see the unicorn, I let her walk away. Black blazer, baggy jeans, heels, fantastic. Ooh. But I wasn't done there. After she left and I gave it some time, the girls at the other table got up and I said, what was she wearing underneath that blazer?
Stop.
Okay, it was all white t-shirt. And did she put her arm around you? And do you know what she smelled like?
Yeah. Erin's big on smells.
No comment on what she smelled like. I was thinking like a fig smell, something great. They said she was wearing a black t-shirt underneath the blazer. I freaking love that. I dig her for that.
Less
she's just
is more.
One of the real ones, man. While we're sitting here and reading about this girl injecting her ass and this girl injecting this. And her,
she just,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, she's a freaking real one. I read something today where she was going a little gray on IG and people were applauding her. Jennifer Aniston, I love you. I wanted to tell you I love you. I'll say it here. Say it with my chest. I'm going to say one more thing about a black t-shirt and then I'll be done. I appreciate this is just how she rolls when I'm sitting, you know, what the hell am I going to wear? What? Just crush that. I sent t-shirt. You a picture the other day of my new fave couple that I'm obsessed with. They are my thing. We got a chance to, along with a Fox and Family kind of situation, spend some time with our new coworker, Derek Jeter, in New York.
Oh, yeah.
A dream, a time. A guy that sits there and talks about his wife and his kids so much is number one in my book. They were at the Miami Heat game, and I sent you a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
He looked great. He was in a button-down. He looked great. His wife, goddess. Hannah uh-huh. Davis, Hannah Jeter, whatever she's calling herself, I don't even care. She's sitting there, black t-shirt, high tops, jeans, and a tequila water soda in her hand.
Effortless.
I'm done.
And I will say this. He was probably like, okay, enough already with how great you think my wife is. But I had to say this because in
She's
our
great.
Business, we have come across various people that we know are not as great as you want them to be. And they're this and that. Hannah and Jennifer Aniston are two examples of women that I've been lucky enough to interview. Couldn't be nicer, exactly what you want them to be, make
yes.
you feel like, you know, like you've known them for years. Hannah didn't show up with like a publicist, and she didn't show up with anyone. She's like showed up by herself, like probably drove herself to the studio.
Great.
As sweet as can be. And Jennifer, what a time. And she's just been, can you imagine going through all of that bullshit that she had to go through with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt and have
yep.
you, she's still splashed all over every magazine all the time
yep.
and to like try to keep it real and normal. Good for you. Good
and she was
for-
so honest recently about her fertility, which I
yes.
really dig. And I love her for that. I like bawled my eyes out when I read that. Woofies.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now in my last one, because then we have to wrap it up because
yep.
iHeart told us we only have 35 minutes. That's part of the new contract.
And the contract, we'll, yeah, it's yeah. over.
My last one, as my sweet boyfriend, I hear him. The reason Daisy just barked is because I hear him, Steve, bringing up the garbage cans. My last one was happy relationship, life changing is my headline.
I love
because
that.
For once in my life, in my off season, there's no drama, there's no chaos, there's no like me emotionally being just exhausted and tired and physically like drained from the nonsense that's in my household. And so I feel like I am just overall like this happier, better person because I don't have a terrible partner. So he was just bringing up the garbage cans. That's what a great guy he is right now as Daisy's barking. But yeah, that's my last
this
headline.
This is the stuff we wanted to hear.
This is the stuff that dreams are made of. And for all the ones I've crossed out on my body with other names of tattoos and terrible people, I don't have enough time for all of my terrible people. We're all out of time. Call my lawyer. But yeah, I'm just, it's one of those
send
things.
It to send Daryl. It to
send it in, Jerome. And send it to Daryl, which, by the way, we didn't even get into the
oh,
scandal
we're
thing.
Oh, we're going
to
get to it.
Because I am not someone, like, I'm always, like, 1,000 years late to a scandal. And these reality show things,
I'm
I
obsessed.
Was all in on
oh,
this situation.
I'm still all in.
Is my
Lala,
hair color
Sheena,
the same as Ariana's?
Dead
Anyways,
for you.
So we are all out of time. But we have missed you guys. Thank you so, so much for being patient with us and actually wanting to listen and hear from us again. So we're back in full force. And let's just say this as our last little teaser. Things are about to get real good on this podcast. We have
this.
So much more to discuss. These are just the few headlines that we can catch you guys up on. But we love you. And I've missed chatting with you every week, my love.
Yes.
You know how much we care about this podcast. So excited to keep it going and have a new chapter.
Pre-game is back next week, you guys. So keep sending in your questions. We'll get to them. We'll answer them. That'll be on Monday, of course, with our big show. Yep. We put out there on Thursdays. But yeah, I do want to get into Vanderpump Rules next week. Reunion part 3 is this week. Dialed in. Even Jarrett Stoll, very dialed in. He's like taken to heart what Sheena says. He doesn't even know these people.
Here's my last thing. Kathy Sudeikis, dream of all dreams, Jason's mom. Over the weekend, she goes to watch What Happened Live on the regular. She just sits in the audience. She is such a dream. She is so dialed in. All she wanted to talk about was Raquel and Rachel. All the nonsense. Not to be confused with Rachel Green. We love you guys. And thank you for your questions. We have them all. And they're really good questions. So if we haven't, we haven't answered it on this episode. But we will get to them. So thank you for sending them in. Keep sending them in. We love you.
Bye. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.